Hey everyone, this is Big L, Rocklines Magazine, and today we're talking with a gentleman named Brandon Mendenhall, who is the starter or the band called the Mendenhall Experiment. Now, you may not have heard of them. They're just getting started, and they're getting a lot of playtime right now. And how are you doing today, Brandon?
I'm good, Larry. Thanks for having me, man. I appreciate that.
Hey, yes, no problem. That's no problem. It's our pleasure. First of all, why don't you tell us a little bit about the Mendenhall project or experiment? Excuse me.
So very shortly, the Mendenhall experiment is my literal experiment. Can the dude with cerebral palsy create a band, write a bunch of songs, get a record deal, and then elevate that band to a national level of success? And then use that band to raise disability awareness for others worldwide.
And you're doing a good job. And you are the rhythm guitar player for the band, correct?
I am the rhythm guitarist, and you can call me the nucleus, so to speak. I take care of a lot of things in the band. I am not the lead songwriter when it comes to songwriting. Everybody in my band kind of brings in their own elements and their own flavors. A lot of things will kind of take shape with me, but the songs don't fully come together until, you know, I bring them into the rest of the bandmates and they fully take shape.
And first of all, you mentioned that you have cerebral palsy, and first of all, I want to give you kudos. You are an outstanding guitarist. I am very, you know, playing the guitar is hard. I started out when I was younger. I played the guitar, and it's not very easy. And that's why I'm talking to you as a reporter, because I wasn't very good at it.
It's just something that, man, just like anything in life, man, you gotta love it, and you gotta work hard, and you just gotta stay after it. Like, the first 3 years when I started playing guitar, I wasn't good. I didn't know how to play. It wasn't clicking for me. And with the limitations of my left hand, really didn't come together for me until I learned how to drop to my guitar so I could change the way that I play chords. And then the musical floodgates opened, and I was able to start writing riffs and writing songs.
Being a musician, did you have any, you know, heroes that you looked up to, or what actually got you started thinking, you know what, I want to play a guitar? You know, what got you started thinking that?
It was Monkey Head from Korn. I read the story about how Monkey used the guitar to rehabilitate his left index finger after a three-wheeler accident, and I kind of used that as my inspiration to push forward and force myself to learn how to play the instrument. But guys like Monkey, Dimebag Darrell from Pantera, Steve Vai, you know, Trent Reznor, all my heroes, man.
I was going to say, those are some pretty talented people to follow, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, when you first started, I'm sure that there was obstacles or things like that, but what kept you pushing? What, you know, what motivated you, I guess?
You know, I was very much a kid that was, like, trying to find my way, trying to figure out who I was going to be in life and what I was going to devote my life to, what I wanted to be, you know. And when it came to music and everything, I found a home, and I found an identity, and I found a community of people within that metal community that preferred to lift each other up instead of tear each other down.
And to me, that's what music is all about. It hits you, it motivates you, it gives you a reason, you know. And I know you have a handicap or a disability, but that doesn't stop you. Music is a way of working through things.
I've never let my disability define who I am, and ironically, because I'm such of a disability and cerebral palsy advocate, it does in a way define my identity, but I embrace it, man, and I just kind of live my life every day like my disability doesn't exist, and I think that's should be a testament for everybody. You know, we all go through struggles and challenges.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Matt. And I'm almost double your age, but I look up to you. You're a positive role model, not only to somebody with disability, but also just regular people, just trying to get through life. You know, there's, like you said, there's all kinds of things that put people down or get people down, and you're a motivator, in my opinion. I don't look at you as being disabled, even though, people will identify you as that, but that's, you're a person. You're somebody that's out there working hard and doing your thing and not letting anything get you down.
Absolutely, and I have to say thank you, sir. I really appreciate the kind words.
Well, that's just the way I feel. I'm doing research, and because I got to admit, I've worked with Shauna a lot, but a lot of the bands that she sends me, I really haven't looked, even though I listen to a lot of things and go all over, I never heard of your band, and I apologize for that, but I am glad I heard about it. You guys are outstanding, and you just dropped a new single, it's called Say It, correct?
Say It came out on all digital streaming platforms last Friday, and it's starting to pick up traction. And it's a song that I really believe in, that I really can get behind. It's one of the forthcoming singles off the upcoming EP, Chasing Ghosts. Chasing Ghosts should be out July, August, sometime this summer. We're going to be going on tour to support it. What can I say about Say It? It's probably the heaviest song in our catalog, and it's a song that came together organically as a full band, which is kind of a rarity for us because we usually write in vacuums, but this one kind of came together on the spot, and we're really proud of it.
Well, you should be, because I've listened to it, and I encourage our listeners followers and readers to check it out on YouTube. It's called Say It by the Mendenhall Experiment, and I think you'll like what you hear. Speaking of your catalog, a song that you wrote with Monkey, if I'm not correct, is Prosthetic. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Prosthetic off of our first self-titled EP. We did that with James Monkey Schaefer from my band Korn. And like I said, Monkey's my personal hero. And Monkey signed on with us to do the song feature. And he also is a big part of the documentary film that we put out in 2019 called Mind Over Matter. Which basically chronicles my entire story of how I came up as a guitarist with cerebral palsy. Everybody told me, no, I couldn't do it. It wouldn't be possible. I did it anyway. And I became so fortunate to enlist a bunch of my heroes along the way. Monkey, John Five, Danny Lohan from Nine Inch Nails, Nita Strauss from Alice Cooper, and they all jumped on and helped me out, helped me make the movie. And if you guys haven't seen it, please go check it out. You can find it on YouTube. It's on YouTube, and if you go to SumerianRecords.com, there is a Sumerian Films page, and everything Mind Over Matter lives under that tab now.
And I haven't had the chance to watch the whole thing, but I have watched the excerpts of it, and I personally can't wait to watch the whole thing. You mentioned, Korn. I'm stuck on Monkey. What's the other guitarist?
Monkey and Head from Korn.
Head, that was the one I was thinking of. I watched his video. That video is awesome. That is, and I got the same feel from the excerpts that I watched over Mind Over Matter, and I can't wait to watch the whole thing. It gave me chills, actually, to watch. I saw the people like Monkey talking about his finger and this and that, and I can't wait.
Mind Over Matter is an award-winning feel-good documentary, and there's definitely something in that for everyone.
And I saw that, you said it was award-winning. I saw a bunch of awards that it was mentioned on, and it also got you some personal awards, too, didn't it?
Yes, sir. It got me, I won Best Documentary Character in Moscow, Russia, in front of a sold-out audience in Moscow. That was a completely unbelievable experience in itself, and to think where Moscow is in the world of current worldly events. I was over there Thanksgiving of 2018, and it's much different now, but I'm glad I got to go and experience that.
Well, that's awesome. With cerebral palsy, another entertainer that I absolutely just love is Josh Blue, and he has cerebral palsy too. Also, I don't know, have you met him or have you talked to him? And
I haven't had the pleasure of meeting Josh yet. I can imagine I'm going to meet Josh somewhere down the line at something. I know we reached out to him to be a part of Mind Over Matter when we were putting it together, but he cordially declined our request because he said that he's working on some sort of documentary film piece for himself. So hopefully we'll see that come out down the line. We were lucky enough, though, we wanted RJ Mitt from Breaking Bad to be a part of the film, and he wasn't a part of the film, but when the film was released, he hopped on and did press with us to promote Mind Over Matter. So any fans of Breaking Bad out there and OJ Mini, we got to connect for sure.
Oh, that's awesome. Josh Blue is just absolutely one of the funniest guys, funniest human beings I've ever seen. he just cracks me up.
Isn't he hilarious? And the stuff that he's talking about is so, I can tell you, it's so relevant and it's so true. Having cerebral palsy, he hits all of the high points of like, yep, that's what it's really like, people.
I believe that. He is just, he is so down to earth and just absolutely funny. And there again, going back to you, your guitar playing and your band is, it amazes me, just amazes me. And regardless of cerebral palsy or not, it just doesn't matter. You guys are just awesome. That's the only way I can describe it. I was very impressed and, actually I was upset with myself that I hadn't heard of you before.
well, you're tapped in with us now. So definitely stay in the now and keep up with us, and I definitely hope that we get the cross paths in person down the line.
Well, I guarantee you that if you're going to be on tour and you're going to be anywhere in my area, I'll definitely be there, that's for sure.
For sure, brother. I really appreciate that.
And is there anything, I know, like when I delved into your things, one of the things I know your guys' band message is a positive message that you want to give to your audience. is there anything you want to say to our listeners or viewers that's or readers that's out here?
I just want to thank all the fans over the years that have, you know, supported us and stuck by us through all the different changes and seasons and chapters of this band. The Mendenhall Experiment is a band that is full of chapters, and we're going to continue to go from one chapter to the next chapter to the next. So we're kind of this ever-evolving thing, and we're just very thankful and grateful to everybody who's stuck by us and supported us and been here on this crazy ride with us.
And even though, you know, Brandon has cerebral palsy, don't go out and listen to him. Just listen to him. They are that good. They are an excellent band. You folks need to, how can people find you on social media?
Everything, the Mendenhall Experiment.com is the main hub for everything. The Mendenhall Experiment, you can find us on Instagram at TMX Official. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/ The Mendenhall Experiment. We're on YouTube. Just search up TMX Official. You'll eventually find us. If you scroll down, you'll see the skull. You'll know it's us. We've got tons of video content on there, and I will be officially launching the Mendenhall Experiment TikTok sometime by the end of the month here. I'm not really a super fan of that platform, but, you know, it's just the way of the world and the way that the industry is going, so we're going to jump in with both feet.
Yeah, you absolutely got to do that. Unfortunately, that's, well, I'm not going to say unfortunately, but because, but you gotta do that if you want to be successful, that's for sure. And once again, don't forget to get out there and check out the documentary Mind Over Matter. It is, like I said, I haven't watched the whole thing. I have seen excerpts of it, and it just looks amazing. And if you've ever seen Head's video, it has that feel. Brandon, I appreciate you giving us a call today. And, dude, I wish you nothing but success, you and the band. And I'm sure if you continue to work the way you guys have been, that success will come. And you had mentioned that you were going to be touring helping out the upcoming EP. Do you have any ideas on when that's going to be, or?
We're going to be back out on the road on the West Coast. We're finally playing California after a two-year hiatus. We'll be in San Diego. We'll be in Los Angeles. We're going to do a bunch of games in Texas. We'll be out there July 10th through July 20th. So mark your calendars and make sure you come out for us and see us when we're on the West Coast, because it's honestly, it's been a long time since we played our hometown area. We kind of did that intentionally, but now we're coming back home. We want to feel the love from everybody and give people a chance to see us. And I can't say when we'll be back, so please come out and support that. I know we have a bunch more dates tentatively booked throughout. We're going to do another run in September, and then a following run in late October to early November. So, but I can't guarantee any of that stuff is going to be West Coast. So this is your opportunity to see us. If you're California and you've been like, where the hell is the Mendenhall Experiment been? Well, we're coming home.
Well, that sounds good, and I hope you have nothing but a success on that run. And before you go, I got to ask you, because my wife and I, we've been on the road here, and we go by these Buc-ee's every time, and I've never stopped. But I noticed on your Facebook page that you guys just stopped.
We finally made it to the Buc-ee's in Temple, Texas, of all places, on this last tour that we just came home from. And man, let me tell you about Buc-ee's. If you've never been in a Buc-ee's, it's like if a Chuck E. Cheese and a Walmart got together and had an illegitimate child. That would be what the equivalent of a Buc-ee's is. It is a literal circus inside. If you haven't been, it's an experience. Stop by, get yourself some cheesy souvenirs, and at least it's just Americana, man. Go and have some fun.
We finally stopped. I didn't go in, but my wife did, and she enjoyed it. It took me like 10 minutes just to find a spot to get gas.
It's pretty nuts. It's like a Costco on steroids.
Oh, absolutely.
That was my wife. She was there. So.
Yeah, it was crazy.
You know, before you let me go, you mentioned Brian Head Wilkes' films. And man, I just gotta give a quick shout out to that documentary. If you guys haven't seen Brian's film, it's called Loud Crazy Love, and I believe you can find it on all major streaming platforms, and just hit up Google and punch it in. Figure out where you can see that film. And he really put a lot of money and time and effort into making that film. And if you guys haven't seen it, Loud Crazy Love, big shout out to the big homie, Brian Head Wilkes. And go check it out, man.
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely guarantee that. They can borrow my video, but I'm afraid to hand it out. I'm afraid I won't get it back.
LoudCrazyLove.com, kids.
Yeah.
LoudCrazyLove.com. That's where you'll find.
Yeah, he was on the ship. I've been on Shiprock like 6-7 years. Last couple I've missed because of medical issues. But he was actually, when that came out, he debuted it on Shiprock, and that was an amazing. That was amazing because he did a question and answer, and it was just absolutely great. I got some good pictures of Head too. He's got his fingers in my ears, and so he's a great guy.
Man, he's a funny guy, man. Every time I get to go hang out with the guys in Korn backstage when they roll through town. Yeah, the first thing Head does when he sees me is we've got this running inside joke. He does, security, get this guy out of here, security.
Yeah, he is an amazing gentleman.
Yeah, he's always clowning. He's always trying to make sure everybody around him has a good time and a memorable experience. So I try to take that and put that into my own personality and what I do. You know, you got to learn from the people that come before you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's you have to, I'm on a Hall of Fame committee, a sports Hall of Fame in my county. And our motto is remembering the past and encouraging the future. So, that I think that's the way it is in all walks of life, and that's the way it should be.
Absolutely.
So, well, Brandon, I've taken up enough of your time, and I appreciate you giving us a call, and I look forward to seeing you out on the road, and I will definitely, if I see you in the area, well, it doesn't even have to be in the immediate area. I'm a big Texas City Coalition fan, and I'm actually out on the road right now watching them. My goal was to see a concert in every state, and I figured, well, I'm a big Texas City fan, so I'll just go follow them for a while.
Heck yeah, man. Yeah. Go out there and live your best life, man. I'd love to get a show with THC somewhere down the line. I know it's been bounced around a couple times with us, and it just hasn't lined up yet. So maybe maybe you'll see the Metal Experiment as an opener for Texas Hip Foundation.
That would be good. THC and TMX. That'd be a great show.
That would be a great. It sounds great. You put them together like that.
Yeah,
man.
Absolutely. So, all right, Brandon. Well,
I really,
go ahead.
I was just gonna say, hey man, I really appreciate you and taking the time and researching my music and having me on, man. Thank you so much.
Hey, it's been a pleasure, and I am glad that. Shauna asked me to do this because I love finding new music, and I'm absolutely just thrilled that I got to find out about the Mendenhall Experience. And I'll make sure I spread the word, and I can't wait to see you live.
I'm sure it's going to happen sooner than later, man. Thank you, bud.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time, Brandon, and you have a good day.
Take care, man.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.